at the casino.
I do not own the rights to this song. As you already know, Johnny Taylor owned the right to this.
But if you wanna do my lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2.
Shoot, I got a story about $2.
I'll tell her next time I see you.
Now on the rights of this song, Julio, I'm live. I'm live.
Gotta hear me some blue. She said I wouldn't be over here. My man has been treating me right.
I don't own the rights to this song now. I know the last time I played a song like this, they took my whole show down because I didn't own the rights to none of those songs.
But I got caught up over here. Yeah. Got caught up in this
scene. I hear I can buy the rights to this song on the blockchain, to tell you the truth. On the blockchain, I hear you can buy the rights to any song made over the label.
But these legs, $2. I'm not gonna lose. These legs, $2. I'm not gonna lose.
She had to get home. And she had to hear that last song. How y'all doing? Welcome to the live show. You can check me out on Better Not Call Saul, streaming on all platforms: Spotify, Google Chromecast, iHeartRadio, and the rest of them y'all listen to as well.
Lady at the casino.
Who else got a $2 story out there?
Lost all the money, yeah.
You got a $2 story, baby?
She said, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry, honey.
She's staying safe. She's staying in the safe.
If you want to do a lady a favor. Here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Until the next time I see you.
Welcome, viewers. Welcome. Make sure you got a bus ride home. This must have been in 1981. Because that's when the bus fare was a dollar. You live and you learn, folks. You live and you learn. It's almost like I got a light show going on in here. Go flash the lights, baby. Go flash the lights for me. See what happens. What's up? Welcome. All right, you can turn it back on now. Thanks to my assistant stage hand right here. Oh, she running because she know this is live. This is recorded live, folks. Thank you for joining me on the Better Not Call Saul podcast. Better not call me, because I will tell you some shit. Next song. I don't own the rights to this song either. I don't even know what's going to play next. Commercial. We don't need to hear that. On what? Welcome, everybody. Welcome once again. Welcome to another broadcast. It's another Saturday, folks. Unless I got this day wrong and it's really Friday. Sometimes that happens. I hear that's a good thing when you mistake Friday for Saturday. It is what it is. It is what it is. Welcome to Branch. What's up? Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Welcome to the live taping of Better Not Call Saul. This is Saul Jackson, Mr. Negus himself, on TikTok Live as well as Spotify Live too. So we're just going to do this. We're just shooting the shit. That's what we're doing. It's no grand scheme. It's really no stage production. It's no stage, as a matter of fact. We are just shooting the shit. We're shooting the shit, and then we shoot it. You see what I'm saying? We shoot the shit that we shoot. You see what I'm saying? That's it. Good evening to you, brother, Mr. Branch. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Nice to see all of you who join. Nice to see all of you who click all of this podcast. I'm on all the platforms. You can look me up in more ways than one. If you look up Saul Jackson, you'll find me. If you look up Better Not Call Saul, you'll find me too. Because you better not call me, because I'll tell you some shit. Or I won't answer, one or the other. I'm just keeping it 100 with you. I'm not going to throw you no shade. I will not answer the phone. My phone is on DND. What's up, everybody? Moodoo has just joined the room. Whoever Moodoo is, I don't know. Welcome, Moodoo. Welcome, Frozen Heart. It can either be frozen or ice cold, one or the other. Why are you standing way over there? Why are you standing way over there? I see we have either Korean or Japan in the room. I mean, I can't read the writings. All I'm doing is guessing. And what's the word? Arigato. That's it. Arigato. If I said it right, let me know. If I said it wrong, let me know still. But I don't own the rights to this song. I don't own the rights at all to this song. This is owned by Johnny Taylor. Johnny Taylor only. And his legacy, folks. This podcast is being left as a legacy. So when all the money start rolling in from all the millions of people who are listening to this podcast, who are going to listen in the future, all the royalties will go to me and my offspring. This is called legacy. And distribution based on legacy. Nawal, how are you doing? Rosemary, welcome to the show. We're turning it up tonight. We're keeping it live. You see my disco lights? I put these up today. Nah, I'm lying. I'm capping. Welcome, people. But today's topics, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. This is just another Saturday night. We just listen to music, shooting the shit, and just shooting the shit. We're just shooting this. I'm just recording this and shooting this. This is just added content for me to edit later, obviously. I can go through the recording, edit it, add in everything I need, take away the stuff I don't need, and there you have the beginning of you editing your own content that you make yourself. But I don't own the rights to this song, and you guys are going to listen to it because I'm going to listen to it. Tea time, folks. Tea time. Who's seen a disco lady around here? Who's seen a disco? Go for it. Tell me your story. What you want to be a guest? Hold on. Let me see how I can do this. We're going to accept that. Let's see if I got this right. I really don't know. Oh, it looks like it's going to be a guest in on the show. How you doing? Welcome to Branch. Maybe I got to turn my stuff up. I hear something. Well, anytime you want to say something, you definitely could join in. There we go.
Okay.
What's happening? What's doing? Chilling, man. How you doing?
Okay.
All right, that's good.
I'm just trying to see, man. What you got a podcast going on?
Yeah. I make podcasts. I make, you know, some digital content. You know, I just do a bunch of different things. You know, run a small LLC and shit like that. What you do though? What you do?
So, basically, I just study the Bible. I'm a Bible scholar.
Okay, that's what's up. I read. What you want to talk about today?
So, that's what I kind of, like, really want to get off into, for real.
All right.
It's basically just, you know what I'm saying, it's the mindset of our people today. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's something, you know what I'm saying, that really literate our reality. So we can't, you know what I'm saying, really play, you know, naive to the simple fact of.
Yeah. That's why the word says you gotta be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And many people just don't allow that renewing process to set in and then to let it do its work. You know what I mean? So I feel you on that, you know. With more knowledge, we could go further and shit. And the word is really the key in many ways. You know what I mean?
Right. That's kind of like what I want to go off into if you got time, man. I don't want to interrupt your session right now. You got something special going on.
Nah, I ain't got nothing special going on. You go right ahead. Point me to the chapter and verse, and we can converse.
Okay, my man, you all right with me, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Ashford John. I go by the name of Branch. Truth be told, brother, it's like, you know what I'm saying. 44, married, been my wife 15 years, and I got 4 kids.
All right.
And, so I'm at the level, right? And it's point that kind of like I give you my thoughts on my story, because it kind of can coincide to your life, really take heed of what I'm saying, though.
I hear you.
So what's going on in the world today as we look around, man, like far as the news concerned, you know, a lot of our people, you know what I'm saying, get killed, you know, soon black on black crimes. We got white on black crimes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we down for a lot of other complications that, you know, like health issues and mm-hmm. sexual transmission. Like, we suffer with a lot of, you know what I'm saying? The atrocities, like having nations of people mm-hmm. also take part. See, the downfall of us come with the reality of the scriptures. Mm-hmm. So, say for instance, if I was to play out a movie, right? Mm-hmm. And in this movie, you know what I'm saying, which we got manuscripts, right? Mm-hmm. It goes into to say we got individual brothers and sisters that are born today that don't understand who they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would want them people. So, you know, this why I say it kind of coincides with your reality right now, because mm-hmm. I'm looking at your setting, your background, your entertainment purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Set up, and it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, it showed that me and you, we follow two different paths. Mm-hmm. Reason being, because if I'm actually understanding who I am, I'm going to do the things that profitable for me and the people of my nation.
Mm-hmm.
You on the other hand, I mean, don't take it the wrong way, baby.
Oh, I'm going to take it.
Music we listen to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Go for it.
It's something that I used to be a part of too. I was a part of that, the lifestyle, right, that we normally see that going on with our people today.
Mm-hmm. So I feel what you're saying.
So in real
retrospect, when you're looking at me, I'm basically living the hypocritical life.
Really, probably haven't been informed or probably don't know. That's the thing.
You'd be surprised what I know.
Okay, let's go into it. Mm-hmm. Let's go into it. Mm-hmm. So, I'm 44 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
12 years ago, I actually found out I wasn't a so called African American. Mm-hmm. I mean, by so called African American, meaning that term really is not, it don't exist for one, because you can't take two nation of people and make it one mm-hmm. person. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Even you're African or you want to be American, but just to mm-hmm. be two, that's, you know. So, outside of seeing the traits that we carried along for tradition in mm-hmm. years and years, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask you. Okay, when I ask you, I understand if you will know behind this question, if you identify with who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
So according to your nationality, could you tell me who you are?
I'm born Israelite.
You're born Israelite?
Mm-hmm, I'm born Jew Israelite.
Oh, praise. So, according to what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. it makes it good now.
Mm-hmm.
For me to say, okay, I kind of was deceived just by, you know what I'm saying, just appearance alone.
Mm-hmm, right.
That's why I asked you, you know what I'm saying, because I know now that you say you know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely know who I am. Cool. I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going, too.
Praise, mm-hmm. Good. So let me ask you something. Is you fully seeking, or are you kind of like, you know, partially, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm a for sure seeker. I'm a seeker of God's word. I'm a seeker of His wisdom. I'm a seeker of His character. I'm definitely a seeker. I've been a seeker since like 2009. And the things that I seek, the things that you seek, you find. And therefore, the things that I found and found out lets me walk therein. You see what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's good. That's the goal right there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's actually the goal.
That's right.
So let me ask you, because I was just looking at then how you had the little setup with the disco ball. Mm-hmm. I was listening to the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he that spiritual judge, I always get a judge, no man.
Right.
I'm also identify myself as an Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you this question. He that spiritual judge, all but yet a judge, no man. Mm-hmm. I know the laws,
mm-hmm.
and I know you saying that you're Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
You know the laws.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let me ask you, that music that we just listened to,
yeah.
Could you consider that and say that was Israelite music?
I could say the root origin of it is Israelite, because it cries the Israelite love, because it transmits that through the music. So in that retrospect, that's just the Levites singing to us the melody of their heart. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so the production, the whole background, acted or reason why that song produced, you telling me it was meant to enlighten us Israelite on truth.
Mm-hmm. Like right now.
I'm saying. This is what I'm gonna ask you, brother. And I don't know if you understand the Bible, like, mm-hmm. I fully understand the Bible, but just say like James 4:4, right?
James 4:4. That's where we going now. I like that book. My daddy named James, so I get it.
right.
We're going to go there. James 4:4. I'm just working with my tablet here. It's a little bit slow. It's coming along, though. It's coming along.
Most
High
willing, man. We're going to get this understanding now.
Yeah.
We're going to get it. And all praise, I applaud you, brother, on your journey, man, just to come around to that circle for a circle and understand who you are, Israel, man.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's a blessing, man.
Now, I'm reading from the New Geneva, Bible here, and and it reads, James 4:4 reads, hold on. James 4:4 reads, ye adulterers, ye adulteress, know ye not that enmity of the world is enmity of God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world maketh himself enemy of God. Mm-hmm. That's what it says.
Okay, so now we were to read that out the KJV. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm saying it ain't too watered down, but, you know, KJV read,
mm-hmm.
Adulterers and adulteries, know ye not that the friendship of the world,
mm-hmm.
is enmity with God. God.
That's right.
Therefore, you be a friend of the world, you also are an enemy of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
So let's examine this scenario. And I mean, I love Brother B. I mean, because what we looking at, we got the respect that the Most High and the Mashiach himself, they already paved way for to be able to come full circle to being perfect. Fully illuminated, you know, mm-hmm. what I'm saying, be able to reflect God on this earth.
Right.
Because he said, you know, ye are gods.
Ye are God. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what we just read it then, ye adultery and adultery, not
mm-hmm.
adultery, ye adultery and adultery, know ye not that the friendship of the world. Now, that guy that you think I do listen to,
mm-hmm.
I'll show you. But joy of that man time and his effort was spent worshiping and serving the God of this earth.
Uh-huh.
Never in his attempt making that song on them albums was he ever given, you know what I'm saying, recognition and understanding that he was an Israelite. Nor did he, you know what I'm saying, you know, serve that God of the Israelite. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So what you would say,
you can't serve God. You can't.
You can't serve the world and God at the same time.
Right.
That's right. And right. You can only do one or the other.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our lives are spent straddling the fence.
Come on. That's right, bro.
A whole lot. And let me tell you, it goes a lot deeper and a lot higher than just our being in the physical in this world.
We can straddle the fence
in the spiritual sense, and we can straddle the fence in the natural sense, and both of them corrupt. Either way you put it. So then you take that same verse, and you link it up with a Proverbs verse, and when man lives out his life, he searches out the folly and all the wrongdoing that he can do in life. And that's just living from one day to the next. That person's whole life was straddling the fence.
And to come full circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
To come full circle,
mm-hmm.
we make an understanding of the clean and the unclean, the profane,
mm-hmm.
right?
And the unprofane.
So to be striking the fence now, we mm-hmm. got to make sure, you know what I'm saying, we ain't going to make these same mistakes, because once you repent, you repent. Once mm-hmm. you constantly repent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You repent for the I'm not going to repent for me fornicating, and I turn around and I fornicate in that day.
Mm-hmm.
Once I fornicating, I repent for me.
That's a good idea. You know what I'm saying?
So,
you don't want to compound it.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm. You don't want to keep compiling it. You already know you straddling the fence. Like, I accept that I'm already straddling the fence, but I know in my daily life, I don't want to compile it on top.
That's right.
So, we got to use wisdom and discretion to discern what we are actually doing in life and be accountable for each and every minute and hour of our day, so we know whether we're living for the Most High or we're living for the world. Once you account for those hours and minutes of the day and it equals out, you live half of your life half of the day for the Most High and the other half of the day for the world, then you gotta balance that out. You got to make it so you live in most of your days for the Lord, most of the hours of your days. So the whole 12 hours can come full circle.
That's right. Hey, you got your sword in front of you, right?
Always. Mm-hmm. Here you
go.
And I got it written here, and I got it written here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So let's look what Christ said, because he's the one that came and paid the price for our sins. So mm-hmm. we really want to focus on some of him. He got some good saying that kind of just, you know what I'm saying, just sidekick you on, you know, a whole new lease of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You got Matthew chapter 5 verse 4-8, right?
Matthew chapter 5. Let me get there.
Yes, sir. But I don't know if you read out the Apocrypha much, right?
Yeah, I read out of the Apocrypha much. So I got most of those books in that were in the Apocrypha and then some.
Oh, sweet.
So when you differentiate whether a person's eating drinking milk from the word and a person getting meat from the word, that's going to make you much stronger to live out in the world.
That's right.
So you
that's
said,
right, brother.
Mm-hmm. So you said Matthew chapter 5, what?
4-8.
Chapter 5, 4-8. That one reads, blessed are ye that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are ye that are meek, for they should inherit the earth. Blessed are they that are hungry and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And I'll stop at 7.
I was trying to get you to read Matthew 5, chapter 5, verse 48.
48?
Yeah, 48, verse 48.
That's so I'll keep going. Blessed are ye merciful, for ye shall obtain mercy, and blessed are ye that are pure in heart, for ye shall see God.
Yeah, hold on, let me see if I find it, because I'm thinking it reads something else.
You said Matthew chapter 5, 4 to 8?
4 to 8.
Yeah.
Be ye therefore perfect.
No, you reading Matthew?
Yeah, Matthew.
I know that's not in 4 to 8. Hold on.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 4 to 8.
That one's still coming up. Is blessed are thee who are that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That's the King James. That's the King James.
Okay, that's a problem, because look, the KJV that I'm reading right now, I got a book, and I mean, I kind of already know it by heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It tells you, it says, be ye therefore perfect.
For your God is perfect, even as the Lord is perfect.
Now, them some big shoes to fill right there, man.
Huh?
Them some big, we know the Most High perfect everything he do.
Everything.
Everything he do.
Everything.
I'm talking about you can't even put a spot or a speck on there. You know what I'm saying? Just clean all the way around, man.
All the way around. But see, check it out. I'm not the Most High. Only he is perfect. I can only try. I can only try to be perfect.
Right. But there's a commandment right here. There's a commandment, so it kind of puts you in a position.
Just because it's a commandment does not mean, for one, that it was a commandment from God to us. That's just a suggestion of Matthew to us. He said, be ye perfect as Christ is perfect.
So what's going on right now, what we're hearing is Christ asked for saying this out of his mouth. That's what I said before I pulled this crucial.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying, brother. So what I'm saying is not Matthew, it's Christ telling you, which is a commandment. That's not up for debate.
Just because Christ, who said, did Christ say that?
I said it
you,
once.
You said,
repeat it again.
Read it again.
Matthew chapter 5.
Pause right there. Say that again.
Matthew chapter 5.
Pause right there. Pause. Let that hang in the air. Because that's who's telling me. Jesus ain't telling me, nor God is telling me. That's who's telling me. He's just suggesting what I should do.
See, that's a problem. Yeah, that's a problem, because that ain't Matthew's, bro. What we talking about? That's not Matthew.
So whoever wrote that, that's who is suggested. Whether it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, whoever wrote that is who's suggesting it.
Yeah, that interpretation right there, that's basic devil doctrine, man. That's not one prime interpretation. That one prime interpretation. That's not the Most High right there, what you just said.
What I just said was, you said to me that it's in Scripture that be ye perfect as also he is perfect, right? And I know where that's at. I'm going to bring that up for you. I'm going to bring that up for you.
Okay. saying is Matthew, but that's the thing. When you read Mark, Matthew, John, and Luke, they are all records. They are records with conversation that they personally had, other individuals had, and Christ had. So they recording, they part of a version. So everything that they that you see that's recited in that book is not constantly them speaking.
Matthew,
it's saying
here that it still says it in Matthew 5:48, not 4 and 8, but 5:48. It says that's what we're talking about, and it says, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect."
Yeah. So who said that?
Matthew was saying that.
No, that's not Matthew, bro.
Who's saying that then? Who's saying it? Is Jesus saying that? Who's saying it?
If you look in it,
who's saying it?
I'm
looking at it.
I'm
looking at it.
Okay, it's read in the Bible that I'm looking at. Everything that's read is Christ speaking.
Hold on. I'm going to be right back. Okay, so that is Jesus saying that. Matthew's writing it. So this is that whole red context that you see. You're right. These are words of Jesus, but they're not commandments because he didn't give us no new commandments other than to love God as we love ourselves and to love our neighbors. So this is just an illustration of how to overall be to get perfect, or the ideal of perfection. You can only get there by letting the word do its work. The words that he spoke, these are all an illustration of how you can get into the kingdom, how you can live in that kingdom life. Once you get all these illustrations, he giving you mad different parables all in this whole thing is all a parable, basically. It's just verse after verse of a parable.
Look, let me show you what's going on.
Okay, what's going on?
I'm already in a position. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, lay out some information that I've been already studying. That's why I said a scholar.
Okay.
So for me to already be in tune to study this, mm-hmm. hands-on experience this,
mm-hmm.
him is somebody that just look like they've been informed about this,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they come all mad at a scholar. See, these mm-hmm. the things wrong with people because we ain't gonna take any proper steps the way he's saying do this. Mm-hmm. I'm in a position to say a lot of stuff that I teach and I understand in the community of Israelite, Hebrew Israelites,
mm-hmm.
a majority don't understand what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that. I know I understand why.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I can't, you know what I'm saying, refute. I can't change that. Only mm-hmm. thing I could do is pass on
mm-hmm.
what I've been taught.
Mm-hmm.
So a person won't even get themselves that type of doubt to say, there's something right here that I can just, you know what I'm saying, just overlook. There's somebody work. There's somebody jewel. There's somebody that they treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So here I'm already trying to, you know what I'm saying, pass on good, informative information. But it seems like it's already been debated. Well, the individual don't even and I've never been, you know what I'm saying, well taught. Mm-hmm. See, these are the levels that show the capacity of our mind, of our people.
Mm-hmm.
People, we got people literally on milk that don't even understand that they got this process to go before they even get to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's everything out of whack, man, and I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bible says, he that ignorant, let him remain ignorant. I can't confuse the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Christian that don't understand that his name ain't Jesus. We mm-hmm. talking about the what? Hosea chapter 2, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name. Mm-hmm. Hosea chapter 2, verse 16. When you look at Matthew, 1:20-21, you're looking at the attributes. That's really his name that is shown in words.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 1:21.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes to say, you know what I'm saying, you know, some people can take lightly, and when that's why he said when they hear you, they hear God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people ain't in their mind even knowing that God walking on earth right now,
mm-hmm.
he's speaking through the mouth of these prophets that have been fully informed, but everybody ain't even in tune to understand that they literally move. Like, we can all just change and just move how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
Wise in our own eyes. Wise in our own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, let God be the truth and the devil lie. You know what I'm saying? Every man a liar. I can't mm-hmm. change it, but I just want to let people know I'm going to do my part and I'm going to reveal what I know. So that's what I'm just trying to show.
Okay. So reveal to me what you know about these verses that I don't know.
Okay, well, when you just read in 48, that verse right there, it goes to say, this is where we can look at the old covenant, the old touch, the old laws, which is commandments. When you look at it, when you say law, you're talking, you're saying commandments.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say a commandment, that's a command. That's something to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my bad. That's something to do. So mm-hmm. whether it's something, you know what I'm saying, that you don't do as much, you know what I'm saying, versus something that, you know what I'm saying, it's all commanded. So here it is, listen to Christ telling us in the New Testament
mm-hmm.
something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about being seized by the wayside, we already depict us, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
who out of everybody that received word and truth, that everybody ain't going to fall on good soil.
Right.
So now we really make a distinguish of what type of level people in.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. It's never really to know a tree by its fruits.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? See, we can't argue against these fruits, you know what I'm saying? Like, people want to argue against man. But them man, that's God. That's really mm-hmm. God. And they just doing God's work.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, you know what I'm saying? You know, in the background, you know, can't nobody argue with God, man. He's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, overall, you know, let the Spirit lead. And mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you know,
Right. So I'm listening.
Matthew chapter 5 tell you to be ye perfect.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear be ye perfect,
mm-hmm.
you can tie that scripture
mm-hmm.
into, and I'm going to precept it real good for you because it's in that same chapter.
Go for
it. He said precept on precept.
Mm-hmm. Line by line. Mm-hmm.
It's a precept right here. Upon precept.
Yeah.
Be ye perfect.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that,
mm-hmm.
you can precept that with
mm-hmm.
Matthew
mm-hmm.
5.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 18, 19, and 20.
Right.
So when you see 18, 19, and 20, you understand when you get to 48.
Mm-hmm.
The seriousness of that's yeah. precept. They basically mm-hmm. locking in
mm-hmm.
one principle overall. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Understanding.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to alliterate when I said these are just parables leading you basically how to open up that level of growing into perfection. You know what I'm saying? You don't just go from not perfect to boom, be ye perfect, just like that. Because if that's the case, you already perfect. You perfect?
I'm gonna give you a, I'm gonna give you example of what he's saying, because it's not that technical. So Matthew chapter 5, verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot, one tittle.
That means every exclamation point, period, comma, every symbol in it is what is going to, what has to be fulfilled.
Now, see, when I look at being perfect, that goes into the depths. That making me understand I need to keep from the back to the front. I need to be able to know this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let's keep reading.
Let's keep reading.
It said, one child and one children shall know why path from the law to all is everything.
To all is fulfilled.
We know it's prophecy still popping up out there, Bible, as we speak, bro.
So if you take so if you pause and take that one precept, right? So let's say you say to me, hey, you're not listening to God because you're supposed to be perfect as he is perfect, right? Maybe perfection isn't fulfilled in me yet, but it's fulfilled in you. So I'm asking you to share a little bit of your perfection with me so I can be fulfilled in that capacity. Because if you give a wise man wisdom, he'll be yet wiser. And iron sharpeneth iron.
Okay, now that's good you said that, because we got a commandment right now that we also I heard that I can give you correction on, because not one job, one tittle shall know why I pass from the law. So here we is looking at a commandment that's out the old, but it's still reflecting in the new. And we can find it in Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
Okay.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12. This working with, you know what I'm saying? One child or one children.
Right.
Because this goes on, I can go back into the Old Testament and show you what I'm talking about.
See, look, I know that every jot and every tittle from in the beginning to the end is all relevant. It all has meaning. It all has the code. It has everything you need all in that whole thing. Your meal, your drink, your fulfillment. All of that's in this, all these dots and tittles.
Right. Okay. So you got Acts 4 for me?
Got it.
You want to read it for me?
This is the one that says, How be it many of them which were heard the word believe, and a number of them, the men, was about 5,000. This is where...
No, Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
Verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we can be saved.
If I'm listening, I'm examining really, really good to where Acts 4:12 just told me, right? He was born, he was given a name. That name, not Moses, not Elijah, not Ezekiel, you know what I'm saying, not David, nobody got power to change that man's name according to what we just read, recited out of Paul epistles.
Okay. All right.
So, saying there is no other name given among man up on the heaven, let's go back to these jots and tittles that he said, no law shall not pass.
All right.
Okay.
Me there. We there. I guess we're on a coffee break? I don't know. Because the sound just cut out. These are very important verses, folks. We are getting into it. We are getting into the meat and the potatoes of it. The meat and the potatoes, folks. Welcome back.
Yo, my bad. Yeah, I'm going to pull Exodus chapter 23.
You said Exodus chapter 23? 13 says, and in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect and make no mention of the name of the other gods, neither let it be heard out of your mouth. I see that.
Mm-hmm. Stop. Nah. Mm-hmm. Saying the names of other gods out of your mouth, but when you go into the New Testament, you understand that your power, that your tongue got power or life.
Absolutely.
And death.
Absolutely.
You speak life on people.
Mm-hmm.
We got to continue to say our mouth, what we say can hold us accountable.
Right.
We got to be, you know what I'm saying, up real with ourselves and understand what we saying. Now we just read a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
One jot or one tittle shall no wise pass from the law. This is a commandment right
now. Facts. I believe in that. I believe in that.
So let me ask you something, Coach.
Go for it.
That name that you just said earlier, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Do we understand that that name was given to us by our oppressors?
Well, yeah, I know that.
Okay. So now, mm-hmm. If we understand that they were given to us by oppressors, we got mm-hmm. to study and we got to analyze
mm-hmm.
the dialects that they given us.
Facts.
We got to study. We got to examine.
We got to know the etymology of these names and these words. And this is very important as well.
So now, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
So when we use the name, when we say the name Jesus,
mm-hmm.
translated English.
Yeah.
English.
Yeah, right.
We can translate that same name mm-hmm. into Spanish and we get a different pronunciation.
And you get a different power as well.
I mean, that's the problem, though. You shouldn't get a different power because mm-hmm. the simple fact is the Hebrew tongues, they got no power. It's only one tongue that got power, and that's a Hebrew tongue.
That,
we lost it.
Fact, I think we're getting it back over the study, when we study and we show ourselves approved, and engrafting of that essence is reinstilled in us, reinvigorated. And that's how you bring one nation from death to life.
That's true, because mm-hmm. we got something to work off of. Mm-hmm. We got something to work mm-hmm. off of. So, yeah, we're not just at the drawing board, you know what I'm saying, with a blank board, you know
right.
what I'm saying? We got something, you know what I'm saying, to work with.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we see that the name that's translated to English
mm-hmm.
and translated into Spanish
mm-hmm.
got two different pronunciations.
Right.
Now we can understand, okay, apparently that can't be his name. Because Acts 4 told us that neither is salvation in any other. You can be at a drink machine, right?
Mm-hmm.
And out of all these drinks in the drink machine, you say, man, I'm familiar with that drink machine. Look, this the only drink right here that will quench my thirst. Don't none of these other drinks
mm-hmm.
quench my thirst like this one drink. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that drink right there is the only drink that works for you. This
right.
the Most High is telling us
mm-hmm.
about the name of Christ. It's mm-hmm. the only name that's going to quench your thirst. It's the only name that's going to save. You can't use no other name.
Now let me tell you. I'm gonna pause you on that one because I do believe and I have studied and I have a discernment enough to know whether when I'm praying in the name of Jesus or whether I'm praying in the name of Yahushua or Yeshua, it is definitely different results. And what we really should be asking ourselves is the difference in those results.
Problem because I used to think like that too. And to be in the category of what you saying right now already showed that I walked that path already.
Mm-hmm.
So take heed now. Mm-hmm. I'm all